This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Don't be ridiculous, Constable.
It's obvious to me, ma'am. He's clearly been on the phone to the SEC. He's probably his mucker from the golf club.
You know that would never happen, even if they were friends, which I doubt.
I really thought we'd got somewhere.
Well, nobody said police work was easy.
No, Ruby.
At least we know he's home.
Dad, leave it alone. Toads aren't good to eat, Ruby. Leave the poor fellow alone. Dad, the whole world isn't a dog buffet, you know.
Good afternoon, Mr. Elliot.
Oh, sit, Ruby, sit. Good afternoon, Detective Inspector Thorpe, isn't it?
That's correct, sir.
Harrison?
Afternoon.
Well, it's a pity you didn't ring. I thought I made it clear I won't answer any more questions without Tim Banks present.
No need to drag your solicitor away from the squash court or wherever, Mr. Elliot. We're only calling in as a courtesy to bring you up to date.
As a matter of courtesy, well, can I suggest we continue talking in the house?
Certainly.
I've no wish to provide entertainment for passers-by. Come on, Ruby. Leave the toad alone.
Oh. Who's winning, Elizabeth? You or the penguin?
The penguin at the moment.
Want a hand?
No, it's all right, Eddie. I'm used to unpacking skating aids.
Clever little things, ain't they?
Oh, they're great for first-timers on the ice.
I'm tempted to have a go myself.
Well, feel free to join the queue.
Maybe next time.
Coward.
I'm surprised to see you doing all the hard graft yourself.
These are the last few. And look how busy the rink team is.
Oh, yeah, the whole place is buzzing. The orangery is packed and all. Trent's agreed to take a couple more turkeys than last year.
Oh, that's not bad.
I reckon the offer of some tumbled tussock cider clinched.
Eddie, have you been bribing my staff?
No, it was purely a gesture of festive goodwill.
Ow!
You should get Freddie or Lily onto these.
No, I'm fine. And Lily's too busy. She's up to her neck in romantic poets for college.
Is that a walrus?
A seal, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Freddie's got a lot of important things to do as well.
You're annoyed. You would have loved these, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes.
He'd have set up races. Penguins against walruses across the ice.
Oh, I'd have never got him off the rink. He loved Christmas here.
Oh, didn't he?
Never been quite the same since.
No. Oh, I'm sorry if
No, it's all right, Eddie. I always think about Nigel during Deck the Hall. He was so full of ideas for events like this.
Oh, wasn't he just?
Yeah, much more inventive than me. I find it such a struggle sometimes.
Oh, you do a great job, Elizabeth.
I try to.
I mean, looking around, there's only one thing you could possibly use a touch more of here. How about some fine...
I wasn't expecting to see her back today.
Who's that?
Pip! Are you looking for me?
That's it, then?
For the moment, yes.
For the moment?
What Constable Burns means is we are not continuing to pursue this line of inquiry. So for now, we have no further questions regarding the traffic incident with Mr. Crawford.
I don't understand why you ever thought I was involved.
I'm sure you appreciate, Mr. Elliot, when something this serious happens, we have to be thorough. That can involve talking to a great many people.
Yes, well, as long as you really are finished with me.
Yes, we are, for the moment.
You don't want to ask me about Shergar? Or what happened to the bunting round the village green?
We don't need to speak to you in connection with any other inquiries, Mr. Elliot.
I'm very pleased to hear it.
Now, we'll let you get on with the rest of your day. I can see from the pile of wedding RSVPs you've a few other things to be thinking about.
Yes, I certainly have.
Well, if you need anyone to take a look at your car...
Thanks, Eddie. It's all sorted now, though.
Righty-o.
Well, we mustn't hold you up any longer, Eddie.
You haven't changed your mind?
No, thank you. We've got quite enough mistletoe and holly of our own.
Right. But you want a turkey for your family dinner?
Yes, I'm sure we'll find a use somewhere.
I knew the tumbled tusser could swing it. What's your mob having for Christmas dinner, Pip?
I don't really know. You'll have to ask Mum or Gran.
They won't find anything fresher than our birds. I'm not slaughtering them till Tuesday.
I'll let them know.
Thanks. Right then, I'll see ya.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't think he was ever going. How are you doing, Pip?
Annoyed I left my favourite jumper here. I thought I'd packed everything.
Yeah, I wasn't really asking about jumpers.
And I took a second test.
Uh-huh.
I kept telling myself pregnancy tests can get it wrong. Maybe this time I'll get the result I want, but...
You didn't?
No. No, definitely pregnant.
Oh, Pip. And of course it's Toby's.
Yeah, well, me and Alfie are nowhere near that stage. Yeah, yeah, it's Toby's baby. 100%.
Know the place I mean?
I think so, Mum.
Once we get into town, turn off Friargate at Green Street. Go down the little alley, you can pull in by the arcade.
You sure it's going to be open?
It never closes, Harrison. And it makes sandwiches you can actually eat, unlike our canteen on a Sunday afternoon.
All right, then.
I'm dying for a coffee as well. Not much chance of that at Mr. Elliot's, was there?
Oh, you really got up my nose.
I noticed.
Smirking about Shergar.
And what was that about Bunting?
Oh, just an Ambridge mystery. Doesn't really matter, Mum. I don't like him taking us for fools.
I can't say I've warmed to him much myself. Idiot. Don't you love the way some drivers panic when they see us in the mirror?
Elliot will be patting himself on the back for getting away with it.
We don't know he's got away with anything.
Nearly killing Matt Crawford doesn't count.
There's nothing to tie Justin Elliot to that. Not his tyres, no marks on his car, nothing.
He's too clever for that, Mum. I've got someone else to do the dirty work for him.
Oh, will he? And you've been saving up the evidence to show me, have you?
It's him. I know it is.
Well, then, let's go straight to the CPS. They're bound to believe you.
I've got a real feeling in my gut, Mum.
I get that sometimes. Usually from cafes I should have steered clear of.
I could see it in his eyes. He's troubled. He's hiding something.
Listen, Harrison, let it go. It was a good call to start with, saying we should check him out.
He's got such a strong motive, and he's bound to have contacts.
While it was only a hit and run, yours was a decent shout, but now we know it goes way beyond your little village.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like Melling Equestrian has been robbing people blind all over the country, getting them to invest in a racecourse that doesn't exist. A few of them might not be too fussy how they make their feelings felt.
I admit, Matt Crawford knows how to make enemies.
That's not even counting his own little fiddle. Scamming the scammers. That wasn't too clever, was it?
Okay, potentially there are one or two others in the frame.
One or two? Between those he's ripped off overseas and here, there's going to be enough suspects to fill Felpersham football ground. About the only way you will do these days.
I'm still convinced, Mum. If we concentrate on what happened on the night of the Hunt Ball and work outwards from there,
You've got to forget Ambridge.
And let attempted murder go.
Since Matt Crawford's done a flip, we don't even know that's what it was. What we do know is that Mr. Crawford was a tiny cog in what looks like being a very big, nasty machine. That's where our focus is now, on the fraud. You need to forget about Justin Elliott.
It riles me so much.
Constable Burns, I'm trying to give you some valuable advice here. Unless you want to spend the rest of your working life hunting for Bunting...
Sorry, Mum.
I'm not convinced Justin Elliott's squeaky clean either. But a few years in the job have taught me... Big fish get away from you sometimes. That's just how it is. All you can do is accept it and wait for a chance to catch them another day.
Just a normal working day, really. Milking. One of the last times they'll be dried off after the weekend. Then I help Dad take silage out to the ewes.
You don't mind if it's in a mug?
Oh, no, no. It's good of you to... But I didn't mean to stop you working.
Oh, I'm glad of a break. I'll get you some milk.
You're not having any tea yourself?
No, not at the moment.
It was weird going up to Croft with Dad. Talking about who's doing what on the farm at Christmas. And all the normal stuff. Like nothing's happened.
Have you said anything to him or your mum?
About being pregnant?
Yeah, I know you didn't want to. I just wondered if you changed your mind.
No, absolutely no way. It would be... I can't tell my parents. It just...
Yeah, well, I can remember that feeling so clearly.
That's why you're the only person I can talk to, Elizabeth.
Oh, help yourself.
Oh, thanks. I've hardly slept the past two nights.
You do look washed out.
Yeah, I lie awake all the time feeling angry with myself.
Why?
Well, for letting it happen. I've always been careful.
It's just bad luck.
Well, to be fair, Toby was very good at taking precautions as well.
Have you said anything to him?
No.
Oh, Okay.
No, that would only make everything more complicated. Why spread the misery?
Come on, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, you haven't done anything wrong.
Then why am I being punished?
Is that what it's feeling like?
I know I'm not the first woman to be let down by contraception.
No.
But it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Work's going well on the farm. It feels like we're getting somewhere with a decent milk price for once. Mum and Dad want me to have a big say in renewing the parlour.
Well, you still can.
Yeah, but...
Look, whatever happens next, this isn't the end of the world, Pip.
Yeah, maybe it isn't. But it's all I can think about right now.
Well, that's only natural. But honestly, it doesn't mean that everything else has to stop.
Oh, I tried telling myself that last night. I sat down to make a list of presents, mm-hmm. like a normal Christmas.
Oh, no good.
No, no matter how hard I try, nothing else seems to matter. It's all I can think about.
Well, I suppose the important thing is to work out what you really want to do and what's going to be best for you.
Mm.
So, what are your options?
It's funny. I've never really thought about having kids. I mean, not seriously. It's always been one day, maybe, you know, when I'm ready with the right guy and the right home. And, well, a long time in the future. Now is just... I'm way too young. How old were you, Elizabeth?
Only a year older than you. And you're right, I mean, I didn't feel ready for it at all.
No.
And certainly not once Cameron ditched me.
Well, at least Toby's...
No, he's no Cameron Fraser.
All the same, if I had a baby, it would change my whole life. I'm not ready for that. I'm really... Not, does that sound terribly selfish?
No.
Honestly?
What matters is making sure you know what the choices are and then picking the right one for you. What I think, or what anyone else thinks for that matter, it doesn't come into it. It's your body, Pip, your decision. Believe me, darling, I'll support you whatever you decide.
Then can you understand what I'm doing? I really have thought it through, Elizabeth. I'm going to have a termination.
Taking a gamble, ain't we, Eddie? Inviting the prof to try it with us, eh?
What choice we got? We've promised a free bottle of Tumble Tussock cider with every turkey order.
Yeah, I know. They wants to hear how it's come out before putting in an order.
Yeah, that's why I'm dreading the first taste.
don't walk so fast, Eddie.
No, all right.
Well, even if it's all right, they may not take our word. Folks is awful suspicious these days.
Which is why I've invited Jim. His opinion carries some weight.
We'll just have to try it before he gets here. Fob him off with an excuse if it comes out like badger.
Eh? Afternoon, Jim.
Afternoon.
Oh, what's he have to turn up on time for?
Thanks for helping out. Looks like I've left it unlocked. Careless of me. Oh, best leave the door open.
That might be a good idea.
We ought to warn you, Prof. Tumble Tussock's a cider for the connoisseur.
I do know a thing or two about ciders, Joe.
Of course you do. That's why we want you to have the first chance to try it.
To give some credibility to your free offer, the Lloyd Imprimatur. Eh?
Oh, no, it's pure neighbourliness. We're selling plenty of turkeys any road. If you and Dad sit down, I'll... sort out samples from the first barrel.
I bought my own glass.
Oh, very thoughtful.
Yeah, well, folk don't need no free offers. They can't get enough of our turkeys, can they, Eddie?
Oh, that's right. Sold a fair few at Lower Loxley yesterday, and Pip Archer said lots interested.
You never mentioned that.
Not too much for me, Eddie.
Right. Oh, I don't know how serious she was, mind. She looked a bit out of it. Like she'd been hitting Elizabeth's mulled wine too hard. There you are, Dad.
Nice and cloudy.
Jim?
Mine's the one without a chip.
Yes. That's it, isn't it?
Thank you.
Don't take no notice if it stings your mouth. That's often the sign of a first-class cider.
Right. Are we ready? One, two, three. So,
What do we think?
If my mother could see me now, God rest her, she'd never believe it.
No?
No. And this wasn't how babies were made in her day.
I'm impressed how calm and efficient everyone's been.
Yeah, well, you've been able to relax and take it in. You get a slightly different perspective when you're the one being prodded and poked.
Fair point, Ian.
Yeah, and that's only the half of it.
Disappearing off with your little jar?
It's not the most dignified procedure in the world.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do. And it shouldn't be much longer till we get the results. Ah.
Well, this is actually happening, isn't it?
Today's a big step on the way.
You know, whatever else you'd say, my ma'd be thrilled I'm going to be a father. When I was little, she always said I'd make a good one.
Here's something else she'd be proud of.
Well, you haven't actually found something interesting in the Westbury Courier. Oh, man.
Make it a real celebration. Come and enjoy the Ian Craig Christmas menu at Grey Gables.
What, do they have to print my name so big?
Why not? You deserve it.
What? I don't know. I mean, it's nice to be valued, but the more I see of this stuff, the more I feel I'm on my own in the firing line if anything goes wrong.
Ah, so it's embarrassment making you squirm, not the tests you've been through.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Look, I think they must be ready for us.
To be honest, I can't see the point, Eddie.
This barrel's a different pressing.
If the cider's even younger, it's hardly likely to be better.
Perhaps you could tell for Tumble Tussock's refreshingly mellow craft.
I stand by my original description. Sickly and thin.
Oh, that's harsh.
The trouble is, he's right, Eddie.
Oh, well, this lot's poured now. You may as well try it.
Oh, very well.
There you go, Dad.
Oh, extraordinary. Quite extraordinary. The second pressing. It's delicious. Perfectly dry, but not too sharp.
Blimey.
A satisfyingly rounded flavour, full of crisp, apple notes.
It is an all.
God, that's exactly how I remember his Tumble Tussock. We've cracked it, Eddie.
You can put me down for a bottle straight away. Perhaps two.
You can only get one with a turkey, Jim. Oh. I know it looks a fair-sized barrel, but it won't go far.
Not with so many customers already promised one.
Very well, I'll have a turkey. A small one.
Excellent.
And I'll recommend it to dear Christine, too.
Perhaps you could spread the word wider, Prof. People need to get their skates on before it's all gone.
Yes, I will. To my astonishment, this really is quite exceptional.
What about the third barrel, Eddie? We ain't tried that yet.
No, it's a pity that's from the first pressing as well.
Yeah, well, it's worth a taste.
I doubt it, but just to be on the safe side. Oh, it's horrible stuff. It's made me tongue shrivel. Oh, I won't insult you two by passing it around.
Oh, that's a shame. Still, one barrel's better than nothing, I reckon.
You don't want to take 5 minutes, Ian?
No, I don't. I just want to go home.
Come on.
No, look, it's all right. All right, Adam, sorry. I don't need fussing over.
Look, Dr. Jason was very clear. If there's anything we forgot to ask, or still isn't clear...
It's all perfectly clear, Adam. If it had been low motility, okay, but it's worse than that, isn't it? Can we just get in?
Sure.
I'm the problem.
They said they'd do another test. In a few weeks, just in case.
There's no point, Adam. They're just going through the motions. You heard what he said. Extremely unlikely that I'd ever be able to father a child, even through IVF. That's the end of it.
You'll have to tell him at rehearsals, Eddie.
I'm going to. Out my way.
Let the old Panto group know how good the Prof thinks our cider is.
We might cheer him up after the shock of Linda joining the cast when we thought we were shot of her.
Yeah, well, they've probably heard already if he tells everybody he's promised to speak to.
I've never seen him look so impressed.
At the last of the feeders?
Yep.
I reckon we'll sell all the birds in good time this year.
Yeah, should do. We've plenty ordered already. The last lot will soon follow, with Jim flying the flag for Tumble Tussock.
Let's hope so.
Mind, we'll have to keep a bottle or two back for ourselves.
Oh, Pity about the other barrels, though.
Yeah.
I'd have tasted better if I ducked them wooden mice out quicker.
Oh, I doubt anything could have saved the first one.
Shame only one out of three's any good.
Well, now.
Eddie?
I thought it'd be more use to us, Jim thinking there was a shortage.
The third barrel's a good one.
Best of the lot.
You look like you was chewing charcoal.
Pure play acting.
Oh, you took me right in.
Well, if folk know we've got plenty, there's no pressure on them to buy, is there?
Ah, well, anyway, it wasn't just a prof. I fell for it up, line and kitchen sink.
Yes, I know.
You're a good an actor as Marlon Bramble himself.
Right, let's get the feeders in the pickup.
Right. Oh, it seems a shame. The birds last night on earth and no grub.
Well, they'll need clean crops when I see to them tomorrow.
We don't want them pecking each other if they get bored.
Oh, well, remember, Dad, I knew there was summat.
Well, that's why you should have left the cabbages strung up. Gives them summat to do.
Oh, they'll be all right with this. You can't do better than a touch of music.
Oh, yeah. They like chirping along.
Yeah, and if we leave it on repeat...
Yeah. What you got for them?
Well, only one choice this time of year. We've got to get them in the right mood, haven't we?
Have yourself.
Oh, merry little... Perfect.
We should be all right going back the Pennyhasset way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's usually quiet enough at this time. Do you on the radio? Any music?
No. Just put on whatever you like.
I'm okay.
You know, when I finally had the guts to come out to him, me da, he didn't use the exact words, "You can't be a real man," but he was thinking it.
Ian.
I'd let the side down. I'd let him down. Wasn't going to do all the nice, normal things he expected from his sons.
At least you've made some kind of peace with him since.
I've had that same look. Plenty of other places as well. It took a long time to shake out of my head, "You're not a real man." What do you know? It seems like everybody was right all along.
That's absolute nonsense.
Is it? What, are we pulling in?
Of course it's nonsense. You can't be defined by one small physical...
failing?
No.
That's how I'm reading it.
Look, I know it's been an awful shock for you, but...
No, you don't know, Adam. So you don't know what it's like at all. I put a lid on these feelings for so long, wanting a child so badly, my own child, but knowing it couldn't happen for us because... you opened the door out of nowhere, and then suddenly everything was possible. That's what's been slammed in my face.
I'm so sorry, Ian.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's mine.
There's no fault involved. How about... what if we use my sperm?
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, look, you don't have to worry, Adam.
I mean it.
God, honest, you don't have to say stuff like that just to make me feel better.
Okay, it wasn't our first choice, but we've come so far along the road.
No. Sorry, it's good of you, but that wasn't what you signed up for.
That doesn't matter.
I'm the one who dreamt of being a father, holding my child in my arms, and since that can't happen...
You still will be a father if we have a child together, just as much as me.
Hmm.
The genes aren't everything. Once our child's born, it's how much love we give it. How we care for it, that's what makes a father, and you'll be a great one, Ian.
Look, I love you for saying it, Adam, but... I don't think so.
Why not? Look what you've done to me. We both want a child now. And this may be the only way left. What do you think?
I'm just a bit... It's been a difficult day. That's all. I'm still...
I understand.
It's good of you. But... let's just, you know, let's just let today sink in, give ourselves room to mull the whole thing over. You know, just before we decide anything.
Keep your head still. I'm not going to hurt you. See, that's what's bothering you.
Oh, Pip!
Straw on your eyelash. Oh, morning!
Is it all right to come in?
Of course. I'm only having a quick squint at the Herefords.
I'm looking for your gran.
Oh.
She's not in the house.
Well, she's definitely around somewhere.
I know. She wanted me to drop off some promotional vouchers for Deck the Hall.
Oh, you don't charge her to go in, do you?
Raffle prizes for the WI. Yeah. And while I'm here, well, I wanted to see how you're getting on.
All right, thanks.
So did you ring the clinic?
Yeah, I've an initial consultation Thursday afternoon to check my medical history. Talk me through everything.
That's sensible.
Then we take it from there. What are you making a fuss for? Don't put your head through the bars.
I asked Toby if he'd seen your gran. He was on his way to Hollytree.
Uh-huh.
You haven't changed your mind about telling him?
No, not at all. Like I said, I don't want anyone else involved.
No, I just wondered whether this subject...
No, he has no idea.
Oh, there's your mum. She'll know where your gran is.
Elizabeth?
Hmm?
You won't say anything to her?
Of course not. I promised Pip. Not a word to anyone.
We could have given Auntie Chris a lift into town if she'd waited an hour.
She was quite happy making her own way.
How's she been lately, Mum, since this frightful Melling business?
Oh, not too bad. Weren't you expecting Adam and Ian last night, Jennifer?
Oh, they cried off coming round. Apparently they'd had quite a difficult day.
I expect Ian's got his hands full this week, preparing for the launch of his new Christmas menu.
Mm. Brian and I are looking forward to seeing what he's come up with at the BL party on Thursday.
Oh, the lights always take so long to change here.
Oh, they do, don't they?
It's a pity we didn't park nearer Fabrice. This is quite a trek.
Not too far, I hope.
Huh.
Well, I thought it'd be convenient for Underwoods on the way back, if you've still got Christmas shopping to do.
Wedding shopping, more like. I still need to get a gift. Except Lillian still hasn't told me what she and Justin would like. Lillian is all right, isn't she? I haven't heard a peep from her for quite a while. The wedding's not very far off.
Oh, I expect she's busy.
Tony's the same. Since agreeing to be a witness, he hasn't heard anything. Do you know what's happening?
Oh, I think they're about to change, Mum.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, how thoughtless.
What does the driver think we're going to do? Clamber over his van or limbo underneath?
Just have to go round the back.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to be caught in the middle when the lights change.
There's probably enough space in front.
Too late now.
Oh, how annoying.
This must have been designed with Usain Bolt in mind.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll wait. Oh, Debbie sends her love. We had a lovely long chat last night.
Oh, how is she?
Oh, she's very well. Oh, it's such a pity she can't come back for Christmas.
Oh, she has her own life over there now, Jennifer.
Yes. Still, would have been nice. She's got too much work on. And you're still happy going to Tony and Pat's for Christmas dinner, are you?
Yes, thank you. Pat says she's making some sort of special trifle instead of a traditional pudding.
Oh. Well, if you do change your mind, you know you'd be very welcome to join us. We'll have plenty of room. No Debbie, no Alice or Christopher. I mean, you could even invite Auntie Chris if she's nowhere else to go. Mum, are you all right?
Perfectly all right, thank you.
Oh, dear, you look rather pale.
Isn't it because I'm fed up and cold, waiting to cross this blessed road?
Oh, you took a lot of finding, Mum.
Sorry, love. I thought I'd be back by the time you called in. Then I noticed the leak.
Yeah, how bad is it?
Nothing very much at the moment. But we can't let rain start getting into the hens.
You'll have to ask David to fix the roof.
Josh is my go-to handyman these days.
Is he?
He's very good. He's promised to help Kenton get everything ready for switching on the lights round the green on Friday.
Oh. I'm surprised he can drag himself away from his business long enough. You know, I saw him towing in some dreadfully rusty piece of kit when I got here.
It's really good of you to come over.
Oh, don't be silly.
Once you said you had a few vouchers spare, I thought they'd make perfect raffle prizes.
Yeah, well, I've left them in the kitchen just in case I didn't find you.
Thank you. Let's walk back.
Mm.
I've got something to give you as well. I've been baking.
Mm, yes.
Nothing special. And perhaps you could clear up a little mystery on the way.
What's that, Mum?
Lily rang yesterday, hoping to get hold of you.
Ah.
She said she'd got in from college and there was a dreadful fuss about a missing invoice for some penguins.
Yeah, don't worry, Mum. It's all been sorted out.
For some reason, she thought you'd be here, collecting me to go to the dentist.
Yeah, that's right.
Wherever had you got that idea from? I didn't go anywhere near the dentist yesterday.
Yeah, I'm afraid I had to tell her and Freddie a little white lie about why I was really going into town.
Oh? So what were you up to, Elizabeth?
Thank you, we shouldn't be long. Oh, that is good of Fabrice, isn't it? Letting us have his office for a few minutes.
I don't need a few minutes, Jennifer.
Well, just until you finish the cup of tea they've made for you.
It's far too sugary.
Oh, a little extra energy won't go amiss.
I'm perfectly all right now.
I know you're tough, Mum, but you can't fool me. Your legs gave way out there. You were on the point of passing out.
I had a woozy moment, that's all.
And if Fabrice and I hadn't caught your arms, well, who knows? You could have fallen flat on your face.
I was only dizzy because we'd come in from the cold, straight into an overheated salon.
No, it was a little more than that, Mum.
Perhaps I will try another sip.
Yes, let me...
No, it's all right, Jennifer. I can manage.
Well, I noticed how pale you were before we even got here.
I didn't ask for sugar.
You know, perhaps we can call in at the surgery on the way home.
No. Honestly, that's not necessary, dear.
To let the doctor check your blood pressure.
I admit I was a little shaky earlier, but I'm starting to feel much better.
Well, I could see you weren't yourself this morning. Is something wrong, Mum?
Oh, nothing serious. But I had a poor night's sleep. I spent most of it worrying.
Well, what about?
No, David hasn't seen the otter itself. He saw prints where it came out of the water.
Oh, that's still something.
Mm.
You mustn't give us all the mince pies, Mum.
Oh, don't worry, there are plenty left.
You've been baking non-stop.
Only getting a few things ready for Christmas.
Oh, Freddie and Lily will love these.
I hope so. Oh, and I promised to pass on a book for Lily as well.
Oh, the Diana Gabaldon.
That's it. Very enjoyable. I mustn't let you go without it.
I won't.
Well, there we are.
Oh, Freddie says yours are even nicer than the ones in the orangery. And he's not just being polite.
That's sweet of him. And I'm sure they'll both be thrilled with what you were up to in town.
I hope so. It's been a long time coming.
Yes. The family party's next week.
That's right, on their actual birthday. And then they're doing their own thing with their friends on the 17th.
At the ball?
Yeah, up in the flood bar with Freddie DJing.
I can't believe they're going to be 18.
Neither can I. You know, before we know it, Lily will be off to university.
She's got her heart set on that, hasn't she?
Totally. And I told you Freddie's getting itchy feet again. You know, all he thinks about is travelling and clubbing.
Well, thank heavens for that. There'd be something wrong if they weren't ready for some adventures. That's what being young is all about. As well you know, Elizabeth.
I still can't help wondering what it's going to be like when they're gone.
It's only natural to worry.
Well, you're lucky, Mum. You never really got rid of us, did you?
Kenton was gone for a long time. Yeah. And you've all led your own lives.
Well, I'm not looking forward to rattling round Lower Loxley on my own.
It's one of the hardest times for a parent, seeing your children get ready to leave the nest. But as I've said before, that's how you know you've done your job.
If I give them too much freedom, will they ever come back?
Of course they will, darling. Look what happened with us.
Oh, you found Gran?
Yes. And she's kept me talking much longer than I intended.
It's not my fault.
It's time I got back to work. There's still so much to do for Lillian's wedding.
Oh, let me fetch that book first.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Mum.
I won't be a minute.
So what are you up to next?
Delivering some of the beef packs. I've been thinking about what you said.
Oh?
Perhaps I should tell Toby after all.
But that's not actually what I said.
I can't decide. Maybe after the consultation. Do you think I should?
No, I can't possibly tell you, Pip. I just want to help you think things through.
That's what's so difficult.
I thought someone had moved it, but I found it.
I just don't know what the right thing is.
Yes, I missed you too, Hilda.
Would you like me to prepare and leave something for lunch?
No, thank you, dear. I've plenty in the fridge for when I'm hungry.
Oh, I don't mind.
You've done more than enough already.
It was very good of you to run me in and out of town.
I'd feel happier if we'd call in at the doctor's on the way back.
There's no need, Jennifer. I feel right as rain now. You can go home.
Well, actually, I thought I'd stay and say something to Auntie Chris when she gets back.
Whatever for?
I'm going to suggest she talks to me or Brian in future if she's worried.
Oh, no, please don't, Jennifer.
Well, I know she's suffered a loss, but £50,000...
That is a lot of money, Jennifer.
Well, yes, I know, but it could have been a lot worse, couldn't it? She's still got George's pension and all the money she got from the sale of Woodbine. For several hundred thousand, I should think. I'd rather she didn't keep bothering you.
Oh, don't say anything. She hates the thought of everyone worrying about her. She says it's her own business.
Oh, well, hardly if she keeps you up talking half the night.
Only when she's really feeling the strain.
It puts you under a lot of pressure, Mum.
Well, to be honest, I'm quite touched. She confides in me. She won't speak to anyone else.
Even if it means you don't get any sleep yourself?
Oh, usually I manage. Last night was an exception. We'd been talking about Matt Crawford.
Oh.
I couldn't stop thinking about him when I went to bed.
Well, that's enough to ruin anyone's sleep.
I get so angry he was able to worm his way back into village life so easily.
Oh, it's dreadful, isn't it?
I can't imagine how he did it. No one made him very welcome here, did they?
It beggars belief anyone would want to.
Especially after the dreadful way he treated your poor sister.
Yeah, well, that's what's so extraordinary about it.
And now poor Chris is suffering the consequences.
And so are you, having to prop her up.
Oh, I should have asked you to stop at the Dower House on the way home.
Well, what for?
Well, it's probably a blessing in disguise I couldn't buy a present today. I simply must pin Lillian down about the wedding.
Oh,
and she needs to keep Tony informed as well.
Well, I'll try and get hold of her later, if you like.
Oh, don't bother ringing. I only get a recorded message when I try.
Well, I'll call in on her then.
It's all right, Jennifer. Pat's coming round later. She can give me a lift to the Dower House.
There is no need, Mum. I've been meaning to see Lillian myself, actually.
Have you?
Yes. And I've been putting it off. But I think it's about time the two of us had a good long chat.
I couldn't agree more, Alan. Rehearsal should start promptly. It sets the tone.
That's what I'm trying to do, Linda.
Nevertheless, a stitch in time...
Could you take any costume concerns to Usha?
No, I'm referring to this. A few notes I've drawn up on Fairy Nightshade.
Notes?
Well, I do have one or two reservations about the name, but let's leave that an open question for the moment.
That's what your character's called.
Well, I'm more concerned with how thin the characterisation is.
She's the bad fairy. Isn't that all you need to know?
Hardly, Alan. Bad? So value-laden. She wasn't born evil, as I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, but she's not very nice when we first see her.
Ah, well, so... you see, I believe there's a huge hunger in contemporary audiences to understand the journey that brings people and fairies to such dark places. Nothing else in the play makes sense if you don't address that question.
But now is not the time, Linda.
Well, it won't take more than a few minutes for you to glance through.
All right, but we really do need to get started. Can you please go on stage for the christening scene?
I'd be delighted to, and you're quite right, Alan. We can flesh her character out much more later.
Right, places, please, everyone. Thank you. Now, remember, the whole court is waiting to see the beautiful new baby. Particularly the... Look, where's Fairy Buttercup?
Shan't be a moment, Alan. But this really does need sorting.
But it can't be a mistake, Susan.
It is. You've got my size wrong.
I wrote down exactly what you told me.
Well, you can't have Usha.
Well, I'm certain I did. I told the woman at Felpersham Light Operatic, and that's what she gave me for you to try on.
Well, I just have in the dressing room. It won't even zip a third of the way up. It's far too tight.
Oh, I did wonder.
You must have scribbled it down, wonky. I mean, what other possible explanation is there?
Well...
Shame Nicky's now helping you. She's got all the children's nativity costumes sorted already.
I'm sure she's very efficient.
Fairy Buttercup, we can't start without you.
Let's talk about it later, Susan.
Everyone's waiting. Oh,
very well. It doesn't inspire confidence, though, when the costume mistress can't keep tabs on a few simple details.
Go straight up, please, Susan. Stand next to King Clarence and Queen Edwina.
Well, Neil and Eddie.
Correct. Right, everybody. When Robert brings in the music. Remember, we start with a tableau. So stay still, except for Fairy Nightshade, who's lurking in the doorway. Now, if we're ready... Where's Fairy Nightshade got to? Linda!
No, I'm not on stage at the beginning anymore, Alan.
Since when?
It's in the notes I showed you. Unwilling to risk yet more rejection, Fairy Nightshade's waiting outside the palace, communing with her only true friends, the birds of the air.
Oh.
Anything wrong with it, Johnny?
No, it's fortnightly check, that's all. It were fiddly getting the o-ring in.
I was worried when I saw the hood up.
Once filter's back in place, I'm not far off done.
Wouldn't it have kept till tomorrow? You should have gone home long ago.
I know I take my time, Adam, but I like to stay on top of maintenance.
It wasn't a criticism, quite the opposite.
Oh.
No, I was saying how conscientious you are earlier to Jeff.
Oh. How's his back?
A lot less painful than it was, he says.
Right.
Adam?
Evening, Mum.
Catch up all day. Are things getting any easier at Honeysuckle? Oh, Johnny, I didn't see you there under the bonnet. Well, you're working late.
Almost done. Just got to check the brick.
I'll drop in for a chat before I leave.
Yes, all right, darling.
Lillian's back if you're still looking for her.
Oh, is she? I most certainly am. Well, don't keep Johnny working too long.
It was his choice. Though, if you want me to finish off.
No, it's all right.
I don't mind.
I've got it. He's on the mend then.
Jeff? Yeah, surprisingly cheerful.
I guess he wants to come back early.
No, he's not coming back at all.
Ain't he?
No, after talking it through with his doctor, he's decided the best thing for his spine is staying out of tractors altogether.
Ah, oh. Okay, so you're going to need a full-timer, not just temporary cover.
That's right.
So when do you want me to leave?
It may not have been deliberate, but you've given a very good impression of avoiding me, Lillian.
I told you about the Beck Street flats.
You don't usually supervise refurbishments for Amside so closely.
Well, there was an awful lot to discuss last night. I've spent most of today visiting plumbing suppliers.
Oh.
I thought you and Brian would be pleased to have some space to yourselves.
I don't suppose you've managed to call in on Mum at all.
There hasn't been time, unfortunately.
Oh, hasn't there?
I'm going to. I got your message. I know she was a touch under the weather yesterday.
It's much more than that, Lillian.
Look, I'll try and pop in later. Though tomorrow morning might be better.
That's just not good enough.
She doesn't really like visitors in the evening.
Look, don't you understand? She has been under so much strain, she virtually passed out at the hairdresser's. And it's all your fault.
Mine?
Yes.
I know I've made a dreadful hash of things lately, but how am I to blame for Mum being ill?
You're not going to advertise or anything?
There's no need, if you accept.
And you don't reckon, well, Jeff won't change his mind, will he?
No, he's been offered a job at his brother-in-law's garden centre. He says it should keep him going nicely.
Oh, right.
Can't wait to start.
Great.
Sorry, I've really sprung this on you, haven't I?
It's fantastic, only, well...
Uh-huh.
I never expected to be asked, not, like, permanent.
You've made such a good impression, Johnny. You're diligent, not afraid of hard work.
I hope not.
With Jeff going, it seems the logical next step.
Cheers.
It'd certainly save us a lot of hassle, finding a replacement.
I guess so.
Essentially, it's tractor-based, mostly arable work. In time, we'd train you up for spraying and using the combine.
The combine?
Oh, don't worry, not till you're ready for it. And occasionally, Jeff used to help out with the deer.
That'd be all right.
Of course, we're not talking about apprentice rates anymore.
No?
No, it's a permanent post. You'll be paid properly. Can't give you a figure off the top of my head.
That's okay.
But I'll let you know in the next day or two.
Brilliant.
So, are you interested?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I just need to get my head around it.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, with my course coming to an end, Keith says don't dive in on job offers. Have a good think first.
Sound advice.
I mean, I know it's a fantastic opportunity, but I wouldn't mind, you know, like a day or two just to kick it around.
Take as long as you need, Johnny. Your tutor's right.
Cheers.
As long as you can continue part-time, I'm in no rush either.
Yeah, of course I can.
Well, how about jumping to the bottom of the page and carrying on from there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. That's not good enough.
Purely to keep the momentum going.
What momentum.
We might have some if you didn't keep interrupting, Susan.
I'm not the one changing my lines willy-nilly.
I haven't altered a word yet.
It's how you say them. It's throwing the rest of us out.
Oh, nonsense.
Susan's got a point, Linda. All these long pauses and faraway looks, they're very off-putting.
Oh, they certainly are. Why don't you just say the lines?
Because they're inadequate to express my character's inner turmoil.
Oh, never mind that. The rest of us want to get on with it.
Susan, it's essential to establish Fairy Nightshade's underlying goals. A super objective, as Stanislavski has it.
Not if it holds everything else up.
Like when the courtiers give Aurora their gifts. You should be straight in with the curse about pricking her thumbs. Bish, bash, bosh, you're off. Oh. So I can change it to a sleeping curse.
That did take forever, Linda.
I was trying to convey how conflicted Fairy Nightshade is. Does she let the newborn grow up in a harsh, unforgiving world? Or, by acting now, spare her a lifetime of pain? Like Hamlet, she's racked with indecision.
How's anyone supposed to get that? From you pulling a face like you've got trapped wind.
I beg your pardon.
Steady, Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. But if you let her get away with whatever she likes, why can't the rest of us do the same?
Hold on. Let's just take 5 minutes so everyone can calm down.
No, let's keep going. If Linda wants a showing off competition...
What?!
Well, we all want to go, don't we?
I am not showing off.
I'll try tap dancing my lines.
Susan, you're completely right.
You're not taking her side, Usha.
About the silly mistake I made with your costume.
No, I did tell you.
1,000 apologies, I was completely at fault.
I knew you were, all along.
And makeup, I've gone back to the Floss website and brought up a few possibilities.
Oh, yes.
I quite like the tulle skirt overlay and satin trim on this one.
The petals are pretty.
Yeah, it has a lovely, delicate quality which you could really carry off, Susan. Alan, perhaps if we are taking 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's right. Quick breather, everyone, before we pitch in again.
Showing Thanks. Off, indeed.
So it'll give you a chance to sit down my tablet and swipe through the options.
Oh, well. All right, then. I'll let you know what I've chosen at the end, shall I?
Please.
Did you really get her size wrong?
No.
Thank heavens I've got you on my side.
Well, she obviously needed calming down.
Well, they all do. I feel like the captain of a ship going over a waterfall. Oh, love, I'm not cut out for this job. What have I done?
I tell you what, Jenny, I'll do a supermarket run for Mum and Auntie Chris tomorrow.
Don't bother.
Let them stock up for Christmas week and buy some presents.
I took them shopping at the weekend. Oh. Not that I expect you to know if they're running short of anything. Even Nolitando's called in more often than you have lately.
Well, yes, I suppose I have been staying away. I don't know what to tell Mum about the wedding.
No, neither do I. And it doesn't help I've got to cover for you moving out of the Dower House.
I'm sorry, Jenny.
The wedding's only part of why Mum's fretting. What's really dragging her down is having to support Auntie Chris through this dreadful business, virtually acting as her carer.
Oh.
And if you'd seen how upset she was about it yesterday...
I feel awful about Auntie Chris. I could kick myself for helping Matt work his way back into Ambridge.
You're not the only one.
I wouldn't have given him the time of day if I'd had any idea what he was up to. It never even occurred to me.
Oh,
you do believe me, don't you?
I suppose I have to.
Jenny!
Though I'm not sure you know when you're telling the truth these days.
Oh, that's not fair.
You weren't very forthcoming about your little liaison with Matt's brother, were you? I felt so foolish when Brian told me about it last week and I didn't know a thing.
How does Brian know?
Well, you don't expect Matt to keep something as juicy as that a secret, do you? Especially if he can use it to his advantage.
Matt told him? Oh, that man disgusts me.
If you'd come to me or Mum or anyone in the first place when Matt was trying to get close to you again, we would have supported you, Lillian. We would have stopped you doing anything foolish, but, oh, no, you chose not to.
How can I have been so stupid? I will never forgive myself.
Far too late for regrets. When you consider the harm he's done, Auntie Chris, the dreadful effect it's having on Mum, never mind being disgusted by Matt.
It's all right, Jenny. I disgust myself the way I behave lately. I know I can't put everything right. Too much damage has been done, but I know I can't just leave things the way they are.
Ah,
Aha! Uh-huh. Lexi thought you might be having a crafty drag out here.
Yeah, I'm chasing the late delivery. The fags have stopped me yelling at everybody.
Is it getting hectic?
Yeah, we've had 6 late orders for beef tenderloin to prep, and Pip's gone AWOL with the meat, and I don't want to dip into the freezer for the lunch. Mm. Not with everyone waiting to see what Ian Craig at Grey Gables has come up with.
I'm not going to add to the stress. I only called by to wish you good luck.
Mm. Thank you.
Though you don't need it.
I need every break I can get.
Oh, stop worrying. You're a great chef with an excellent team. I'm really looking forward to coming back for the party.
Well, don't get your hopes up. It's going pear-shaped already.
You'll be fine. And maybe when the pressure's off, we can start thinking about our next step.
I have to scoot.
Yeah, go on then.
Thanks for popping over.
Bye.
There's nothing wrong with them, Kira.
I don't like them.
You've had them before.
They're gross.
Now, don't be silly.
I don't like those ones either. Afternoon, Emma. Not tomato-y enough, are they? I like the ones next shelf up.
Thank you, Johnny. But we're perfectly happy with this tin. Come on, Kira. We need to get some bread.
Careful, Alistair, making me nervous.
We'll be finished before he notices. Have BL invited a lot from the Hunt tonight?
No, only the Hunt Masters. Oh, it's all right, Admiral. You've had antibiotics before.
We'll have to get a move on if we're going to be changed in time, Shula. Oh, I saw Lillian on the green earlier. Wanted to ask what we can expect tonight. She hurried past in a world of her own.
She didn't see you.
Oh, can't have.
Oh, well done, Admiral. I know Oliver's not going.
Isn't he?
Well, with nearly everyone else part of a couple.
He's going to have to get used to being a singleton sometime.
Yes, but it's first Christmas without Caroline.
Oh, Admiral needs walking 2 or 3 times a day, and the butte.
I can't help feeling guilty.
Why? You weren't even riding him when it happened.
No, about Oliver. Stuck on his own at Christmas.
He's a lot better off than most. He's got the run of Grey Gables.
Well, that won't stop him feeling lonely. In some ways, it's almost a pity we're going away.
What?
For Caroline's sake. I wish we were here to keep an eye on him.
Oh, come on, Shula. We're meant to be looking forward to the Northern Lights.
Hey, there's Tig in the back of Ruth's car. Go and say hello to him a minute, Kira.
All right.
Johnny?
Oh, hiya.
You do know you've got no business sticking your nose in our shopping?
Eh?
Telling Kira them beans was no good. Saying we should go for ones that are 35p more.
Oh, we're only mucking about.
We ain't mucking about when you have to go round the shop counting every single penny. Especially when there's cards to get for her friends and a present for a teacher.
I didn't mean anything.
Well, of course we'd like to get them the best. Instead of picking through the sell-buys and reduce no one else wants. I know those beans ain't Kira's favourite. But it's all we can afford tonight. And it don't make it easier if people like you set her off.
Fuck, I'm really sorry.
Me and Ed are putting aside every last scrap we can to buy a decent home for them kids. And it's hard enough as it is.
I know.
I'm doing 3 jobs already. Ed's working every hour going. And it don't help losing good contract work to cheap, unskilled labour just because he don't come from the right family.
Last thing I wanted was to upset you.
Don't matter anyway. Me and Ed are going to get there in the end. We won't stop till we've got our own home. No matter how much other people look down their noses at us.
Don't take it like that, Emma.
Come on, Kira. We're going home.
Oh, come on, wake up. The covers will be with us any minute.
She's here, Ian.
About time.
We'll stay out of the prep area. Be careful, Pip. The start of tonight's show is a little stressed. I'm not surprised.
How come I haven't heard from you? Did your phone melt from all my messages?
Sorry, I'm an idiot, Ian. I made a stupid mistake.
It doesn't matter. She's here now. We had to come this way. The laundry lorry is blocking access.
Oh, terrific. Look, can I have the beef, please?
The extra tenderloin and sirloin you ordered.
Not too late?
Touch and go, Lexi.
The traffic was dreadful coming out of Borchester, and then there was a prang in front of us.
What, you didn't think to warn me?
I forgot my phone. I'm afraid I was in a bit of a state this afternoon.
Yeah, whatever. Sam, meat for you to tidy.
I'm sure Ian meant to thank you.
I should have had my phone.
Yeah, it happens. Mm. Especially when you are in a state.
Yeah.
Bad day, huh?
Oh, no, no, I had an appointment in town, that's all, and loads of deliveries. It all got a bit much.
Nah, well, at least you've finished now.
It looks like you're just starting.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy night. Ian's so worried about what everyone will think of his new menu.
Oh, first rate from start to finish.
Oh, I agree, Brian.
You didn't have the tenderloin, did you?
Oh, no, I went for the cider roast turkey in the end.
Yeah, well, I was quite tempted by that. The beef melted in your mouth. It couldn't have been any fresher.
The puddings were excellent.
Well, what did you have?
Oh, the same as Annabelle. A Charlie's pocket.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You and Alistair seem to enjoy the damson and gin pudding.
Oh, sensational. Even Martin Gibson liked it.
Alistair said it packed a real punch.
If they set fire to one of those on the green this Friday, they won't need to switch on the rest of the lights.
Oh, I'm glad Justin mentioned the big switch-on when he finally arrived.
Held up on his way back from London, apparently. What do you make of his speech, Shula?
I was half expecting him to gloat about getting planning permission for his new homes.
He's got more sense than that. He knows it's a divisive topic.
Oh, well, there's no sense arguing now. It's gone through.
Mm.
I was surprised Lillian's not with him tonight.
Oh,
maybe she's got a bug or something. She walked straight past me without noticing this afternoon.
Oh, excuse me, Alistair.
Yeah, of course.
I want to catch Ian. Everyone's singing your praises, including Andrew Eagleton for once. Come and join us.
No, I can't. The grill station's down.
What does that matter now?
I'd unpack some breakfast.
Oh, can't you spare 5 minutes? I want to bask in your reflective glory. The meal was wonderful.
Well, I suppose it didn't go that badly.
Everyone loved it. Come on.
Yeah, maybe 2 minutes.
No one's going to mind if you have a drink now. That's what launches are all about. You need to unwind. You've had a great night. And with all this worry out of the way, we can start focusing on the surrogacy again.
Hmm.
Oh, that was absolutely top-notch, Ian.
I was just telling him.
I've heard nothing but high praise since we left the restaurant.
Well, that's encouraging.
I only hope it makes up a little for your disappointment on Monday.
Sorry?
Jenny told me last night. Dreadful letdown for you.
Brian.
I mean, it's by no means uncommon, I understand. So you mustn't feel you're in any way odd, Ian. Simply can't be helped.
Excuse me, I have to go.
What did you say that for?
What a show we're on your side, Adam.
Oh, what a pity Ian's not staying. I wanted to congratulate him.
Ah, he obviously hasn't got time to chat.
Mm, super meal, wasn't it?
Mm. Food was excellent.
You did enjoy yourself, didn't you?
I'd have enjoyed it more if I hadn't been wondering why you're so cool about our trip.
I'm looking forward to it.
Whenever I mention it, you switch off.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I've been worrying too much about Oliver. He'd have loved it this evening.
It's not just that. You've been completely out of sorts since the Hunt Ball.
Oh.
I mean, I know there's been a lot of fallout from Matt, but the surgery's getting back on track, gradually. You're doing well, in spite of Roberta's best efforts. Dan's thriving, and we've got a fantastic holiday booked. Why aren't you happier, Shula?
I honestly don't know.
Nothing?
Completely dead.
At least we can leave it clean for the engineer.
I'll smarten it up.
And that's not a chef's job. You should be getting congratulations in the lounge.
Well, I'm much happier hiding in here for the moment.
I saw you walk out. Did Brian say something to you?
Yeah. He told me I wasn't a freak. I suppose he was trying to be nice.
Because you are gay?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that.
Apologies. It's rude of me to ask.
No, not at all. Have you seen the degreaser?
By the coffee machine.
You know, Adam and I are planning to have a child.
Yes.
Well, the reason I wasn't in on Monday, we were at the fertility clinic.
Ah.
God, is there any scars left?
Plenty, under the basin.
All right. You know, I was so excited going there. I mean, we both were. I felt we were getting much closer towards me being a father, but hey-ho. Turns out I'm firing blanks.
Can you repeat? I don't understand.
My sperm's no good.
Ah.
Yeah. They want me to go in for a second test in a month or so, but it's just a formality, really. Basically, I can't have children, even with IVF. Something I've dreamt about a lot longer and a lot more often than I've ever dared admit. Mm. Gone in 10 seconds when Dr. Jason told us. Takes a bit of getting used to.
And Brian called you a freak?
No, no. Just the opposite. Said I'm not. Doesn't stop me feeling like less of a man, though.
That is rubbish, Ian. Many men don't have children.
Yeah, I know.
Many women, too. Am I only a woman because I have children?
Look, I'm not justifying it. I'm only saying what's going on inside me.
Perhaps you and Adam can think again about adoption?
Well, Adam's suggesting he could be the biological father, and we've no reason to think he's got any problems.
Well, then, you can still have a baby.
Yeah. Won't be mine, though, will it? Not in the same way.
Of course it will.
Can I tell you something, Lexi?
Of course.
I lost my mother when I was too young. I adored her.
That's very sad.
No, it's life. That's all. But sometimes it feels like part of her's still around, you know? I've got nephews and nieces. Sometimes a look or a gesture, it's straight from her.
My younger daughter is like that with her grandmother.
I don't get to see them too often.
That's a shame.
No, but I always thought, you know, maybe one day I'm holding my own child, and part of my mother's passed down through me, her beautiful smile or her kindness or something, and, well, now that can never happen.
No, not the way you want. But I see that kindness and smile in you. You can still share them with a baby, make them part of its life. Then your mother's spirit will be there. Thanks to the man who loves you so much, he wants to be the father to your child. Why not?
Ah, I was looking for you in the kitchen, Ian. I didn't think about the bistro.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi. I'm just going to go get some water.
I'm so sorry about Brian. Are you all right?
No. I'm not. Not yet, but maybe life isn't quite as dark as it was a few minutes ago.
Oh, Lillian?
Don't worry, Justin. It's not burglars.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you.
I need to pick up some old tenancy agreements for the Beck Street flats.
The ones you're having done up?
Yes.
Anthea said work starting on them.
Yes, shouldn't take too long.
Were you expecting me to be out?
No, no, no.
I could make myself scarce, if you'd prefer.
Don't be ridiculous, Justin. I was hoping to see you yesterday, actually.
I was in London.
Yes, I remembered later. I thought coming round might be a chance for us to take stock.
I've been thinking along the same lines.
Have you?
Oh, we can't go on as we are.
No.
Apart from anything else, it was very awkward last night.
Brian and Jenny said the BL party went quite well.
All right, I suppose, except for the number of people who kept asking why you weren't with me.
What did you say?
I told them you had a bad cold.
Well, that's sensible.
It was the best I could come up with.
Not much better than going into all the whys and wherefores. Did anyone ask about the wedding?
There were a few remarks. I tried to be as non-committal as possible.
We are creating all sorts of confusion, aren't we?
Yes.
And Mum's got herself in a real tiz. She's very keen to know what the arrangements are. We can't put off discussing it forever.
No, I quite agree. Oh, not again. It's all right, Ruby. The poor thing was very sick this morning.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Oh, I don't know. Alistair told me to keep checking.
No, more than happy to come out for 5 minutes, Pip. It's a nice surprise to see you.
Thanks, Toby. The bit of smell in there.
Yeah. If anyone tells you dipping dead geese in hot wax is a blast, steer well clear. Rex virtually had to tie me down in there before he left.
It started making my guts jippy as soon as I walked in.
Yeah, well, he's off. He's taking a fare to Coventry, leaving me surrounded by dead birds and mountains of feathers.
Yeah.
You must think I'm a plank, but unless he shifts all of them, he won't have the dosh to pay for the scruff gin he's handing out as a sweetener.
Toby, so. I'm pregnant.
It's all right, Ruby. You're going to be all right.
Well, if anything, she's a little brighter than she was.
Well, at least she hasn't been sick again.
No, no, that's a good sign.
So that's why you didn't come to see me when I got here. Oh.
Well, she's hardly moved from her basket since Alistair gave her the anti-vomiting injection.
He doesn't know why she was so sick.
Well, he said it could simply be an upset stomach, but if she is ill again, he thinks it might be a blockage.
Oh, no.
She may have swallowed a rubber ball or a pair of tights or something, something that's got stuck in her intestines.
Oh, poor Ruby.
Then it's into surgery, quick smart, for an X-ray and further investigations. That's why I've got to keep watch on her.
Why didn't you ring me, Justin?
Well, I only found her when I got back at lunchtime.
You might have come straight over to take care.
Well, have I done such a bad job?
No, no.
I don't see what else I could have done.
You've handled it very well.
Well, I'm staying in with her this evening as well, though it means missing the lights.
No, 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 you go. I'll look after her.
I'm not in the mood.
Oh, look, this is the sort of thing I was talking about. Everything's so uncertain and awkward between us, and 22nd is only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that, Lillian. I've given the wedding rather a lot of thought this week.
And?
Well, obviously the status quo is untenable.
I agree.
Never mind what the uncertainty is doing to us, it's making life difficult for a lot of other people as well.
Yes, very much so.
I know it isn't easy, certainly not for me. But we're both adults, Lillian. Used to facing difficult situations.
Mm.
And quite simply, that's what we've got to do now. Except that however much we might have wanted things to have been different between us, it's time to be sensible, face the facts and move on.
Oh.
No, I'll let it go to voicemail.
It's all right, Ruby, it's all right.
Oh, damn, look, I've got to take this. I've been waiting all day. Lateef? Yeah, are they going for it?
I'll let myself out when I've got the papers, shall I? And move on.
In case you're wondering, there's no chance that it's Alfie's.
I didn't think there was.
We haven't, I mean. There's been no one but you.
It's okay, Pip. I was only being quiet because... Hey, it's quite a shock.
Oh, yeah.
A bigger one for you, I know, but...
Well, I didn't know whether to tell you or not.
I'm glad you did.
Are you?
Well, I think so.
I don't really know what you're meant to do in this situation.
Me neither. I mean, wow. When I woke up, my biggest worry was, is giving quarter bottles away with the geese going to cheapen the Scruff brand? It doesn't quite seem so important now.
Yeah, believe me, finding out you're pregnant makes a lot of other stuff seem unimportant.
I guess I'm like you. Somewhere at the back of my mind, I've always thought I'd love having kids. But I can't argue. This isn't the right time.
No.
Especially since we're not even an item anymore. Unless you think we should...
No, Toby.
No. No, you're right. Stupid idea.
We'd be starting up again for all the wrong reasons. If two people aren't right together, having a baby certainly isn't going to make it work.
Then it's your decision. Whatever you do, I'll back you 100%.
Cecil Jackson's ordered one now, thanks to Jim's recommendation.
Cecil's unlocked his wallet for one of Eddie's turkeys.
Jim says he's rather fond of cider. This is his only chance to get hold of some tumble tussock.
Oh, that's cosy.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Evening.
I wish I'd thought to bring a blanket with me.
I wasn't going to bother with the lights this year, but Lillian persuaded me, as long as I wrapped up warm.
Ah, well, you look very snug on the bench. Is Auntie Chris around?
No, she wasn't feeling very sociable this evening.
Oh. Where's Justin?
Oh, he's at home, looking after Ruby.
The poor animal's eaten a pair of tights.
Goodness.
No, not necessarily, Mum. That's only a possibility. She's got a funny tummy.
Oh, dear. I had hoped to have a catch-up with both of you about the wedding. There's still quite a few wrinkles to iron out.
Well, this isn't really the time or the place, Elizabeth.
No. I know you're getting over a bug yourself. Alistair told me.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll leave it for the moment, shall we?
I didn't know you'd been ill.
One day wonder, Mum. Not worth mentioning.
Justin's sponsoring the Hollerton Silver Band this year, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't be the same without them. Do tell him how grateful everyone is, won't you?
Yeah.
And if the two of you can agree on a date for a final confab...
Yeah.
The devil's always in the detail with weddings. Oh, there's Pip. Do you mind if I...
No,
just...
not at all.
OK, well, keep warm and enjoy the rest of it. So lovely to see you both.
And you, dear. What's all this about you being ill, Lillian?
You're not still working, Pip.
It's totally manic with the Hereford packs to get out. Wayne ordered 4 for the bull.
Oh, I was hoping to see you here. How are you doing?
Okay. I've told Toby.
Oh, you went ahead with that?
Yeah.
How did he take it?
Pretty well, actually.
Good.
Obviously, it was quite a shock.
Mm.
But I'm glad I did. He said he'll back whatever decision I come to.
So it's all settled next Friday afternoon?
That's the plan.
I'll drive you to the clinic, if you'd like.
Toby offered as well, but...
It can be a lonely business.
Thanks. I'll take a brain check.
Oh, looks like everyone's ready for switching on. You want to take a look?
Yeah. All right.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey! There's Jim! Season's lit up the shop.
Manorfield Clone.
Come on, Adam!
That's it. Honeysuckle's lit.
Oh, look, they're all on now, right yeah. Round the green. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
In a night, and I used to love bringing the children over for it. I mentioned it to them earlier, but...
Not interested?
Oh, silly of me, but I'm quite sad they've outgrown it.
I always loved it as a child as well. That made Christmas seem real.
Yeah, well, you knew it wasn't far away.
Oh, the good things, the presents, the food, being made a fuss of by everyone.
Yeah.
Life was so simple then.
Oh, it always is, looking back.
This is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I know, Pip. I know.
I didn't mean you had to run and buy one for me, especially as you've been ill.
I told you, I'm fine, Mum.
Well, I can see something's not right.
The queue was quiet, so why not? Look, you better have the napkin first.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
There you are.
I don't know why I've taken a sudden fancy for pigs in a blanket.
Well, they smell lovely. I couldn't resist one either.
I used to worry it wasn't quite the done thing eating in public.
Oh, who cares anymore, Mum?
I may let it cool a little.
Linda was ahead of me, telling Fallon all about the archetypal mythology of Sleeping Beauty.
What on earth does that mean?
Your guess is as good as mine. By the time Linda finished, Fallon looked ready to throw herself in the pond.
Oh, dear.
I suspect that Linda's driving them all crazy at rehearsal.
Poor Fallon. Oh, I'm so glad you persuaded me to come out, dear. The lights and the band, seeing everyone enjoying themselves, it really cheered me up.
It must be depressing, coping with Auntie Chris after what's happened.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I hope Jennifer hasn't been saying anything to you.
I'm so angry about it.
Well, don't be. You couldn't have stopped Matt Crawford fleecing her, could you?
Oh, if I'd never met him, Auntie Chris and everyone else would all be all right.
It's not your fault, Lillian. Matt was a rogue long before you two got together. You're to be congratulated on having the sense to steer well clear of him this time.
Oh, Mum, I've always been so stupid, haven't I?
No, dear.
Right from the start, I found the most unsuitable men to date. I've caused you so much heartache.
You've been unlucky.
Perhaps. But I've made such a dreadful mess of it.
No, you haven't.
I don't know how you or Jenny or anyone puts up with me.
Because we love you, dear. As you are. With all your faults.
Really, Mum?
Yes, Lillian. I'm not perfect either, nor's your sister. But you make me laugh. You can get me out of the house to enjoy myself instead of staying in moping. You even think the same way as I do about Linda Snell. I know it hasn't been easy having Matt back in the village. But he's gone now. These silly self-doubts will disappear when you marry Justin. If I'm any judge... He's someone you will be happy with.
Well, that's just it. He told me this afternoon he's had enough, Mum. He wants to move on. The wedding's off.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.